regards to omega-3 test. I'm sure a lot of you took it, and any time we can self-evaluate ourselves, just the better off I think we know that we're either heading on a better path where we were before, or what we can do to tweak that path and to head on into the purpose of good health. We got to just get rid of these toxins, folks, and that's pretty well much where we were for this week, about toxins and getting rid of them and how they build up in our body, how our body functions. Tuesdays we always try to report how we felt the previous week for those that are keeping points, or just those that how they felt and how they're feeling better, or whatever it is that they're actually feeling, but to be transparent about it. That's the one nice thing about this call, is that we're not here just to, I guess, always say the good things, but sometimes if a person has a question or having a difficulty in something, you don't be afraid to speak up, because that's how we know and we can assist you or whoever's on the call. And we had a lot of them, and I think that support system is very, very important. Does anybody have any comments that you had this last week, or maybe a nugget that you picked up out of what I discussed or went over real quickly? Is there anything that you, as an individual, had a gold nugget last week in regards to something that was mentioned? Feel free to speak up if you do. I know on Fridays I get to going, and sometimes I'm like a cayenne pepper, I guess. I just get my mouth just to move at about 100 miles an hour, and sometimes people don't feel like they need to want to speak up or break in, but please do, because it helps me out an awful lot, too.
Well, I should
so
think about that a lot.
Questions, I'd like to kind of get in, talk a little bit about what... newsletter that I read from a Dr. Blaylock the other day, and it kind of goes along with what we discuss and why we're here on this call. And the title of the newsletter was Eat for Great Life, Supplements, Diets, and Basically Foods. And one of the first things that he talks about is, what is more important, diet or supplement? And the short answer is that supplements are important, especially for those already sick. But the answer comes with this very important caveat. Supplements don't work very well if they are not taken in conjunction with a bad diet. And you know, I find that to be so true. You know, we hear that every week on this particular program, how the things we put in our mouth, if our body isn't in the shape that it needs to be to receive it, that it just doesn't work as well than if our body was healthier. And of course, Americans, you know, we always like quite quick fixes, and when it comes to our diets, we sometimes want to take the easy way out. And if you doubt this, he says, just look at all the headlines and statistics regarding obesity and heart problems. And we're seeing an awful lot of that in today's news and news articles and whatever. I know, I think it was Ruth talked about Thursday about how that young lady had passed away because she had drank just gobs and gobs of Diet Coke. Just because of, I think it was like 10 liters or something like that, that she had drank, and she passed away. Well, you know, anytime we put bad things in our body, we got to end up knowing that we're going to get a bad results. People want a get-well supplement, just like they want a weight loss pill. They don't want to alter their diets. They are just too many good foods out there that they aren't willing to give up. And I found that kind of true with me, you know, is that we kind of, as we grow in life, we just have certain foods that I don't want to say we crave. Maybe I should say we crave, or maybe I should say that we're addictive to, and it's hard for us to just to give them up. That's crucial to understand that what we eat makes the biggest difference in our health and longevity. And, you know, it's one of the things I've realized in my later years in life. I just wish that I'd learned a lot of this stuff earlier. And everyone, including, he talks about himself, occasionally eats unhealthy food. And I know I've heard people on this call mention that when they have either traveled or visit family or friends or celebrate holidays and birthdays like I did last night. And I have to admit, you know, I was very aware in being out to dinner last night that what I was putting into my body, and I tried to make the best choices that I possibly could with what I had in front of me, but yet get some nourishment into my body, which I think we all need at certain times of our body. And the nice thing about it, he goes on to say, is that our bodies can adjust to these occasional assaults, but they cannot tolerate continuous deficiencies or harmful products, such as additives or excessive, he talks about the omega-6 oils here. In addition, he says that many people not only eat massive quantities of unhealthy foods, they are also rarely eat healthy foods and a combination that kills. And I know that's kind of the way my life was as I was growing up. It was that, like I said, if I could go back and change a lot of things, that'd be, I guess there is one thing that, you know, people sometimes say to you or me, or, you know, what would one thing you'd change in your life if you had to go back and do it all over again? You know, I know my answer now, and that is that I would definitely be more conscious of my food that I put in my mouth, understanding now through the teachings of this program and Ruth and the other hosts on it, that food is one of the most important things that we could put into our bodies, and it determines where our body is going to be like, not today, or not when we ingest that food, but on down the road. And every time we ingest something that isn't good for our bodies, we just bring that situation to where those diseases and toxins and everything else, and like Ruth said in her call yesterday, if we're not getting rid of them, they're just getting stored up in our bodies, and we've got to figure a way to get rid of them. And he goes on to say, it's just not eating poorly, though, that causes our health problems. The wrong foods not only expose the cells of our bodies to direct harm, but also crowd out healthy food components. This is especially true of fats, and Mary Lou talks about this. She says that fats, among many other bodies uses in the body, help make make cell membranes. Eating a lot of bad fats, such as omega-6s, for instance, crowd out the beneficial omega-3s. And I'm becoming more aware of, I guess, in my food here lately, of what the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s are in the food that I eat. Again, trying to make better choices. And he goes on to say that eating the wrong foods harms our health and lowers our body resistance to disease in a number of ways, such as it hampers the function of our cells and organs. And we all know that our cells and organs actually die off, but are actually come back with new cells, and they're reborn again. And unfortunately, if we continue to eat the way we're eating or don't get the amount of exercise that we get, that when those cells rejuvenate themselves, that they come back as they left us. So if our cells are bad and cell dies away and we rejuvenate another cell, that normally kind of come back not in good condition. So we want to make sure that when our bodies do get rid of those bad cells, that we are giving them good cells to come back with. It lowers our immune system. It impairs detoxification. It makes our brains work inefficiently and erratically. And he goes on to say that over in the course of time, when we get sicker and sicker. Unfortunately, as crazy as it may sound, many doctors seldom recognize the connection between bad health and bad diet. You know, I thought about that when I read that, and I got to thinking, have I ever been to a doctor's office, and he asked me what I had to eat last night? Or, Monty, what kind of foods do you eat? Or, Monty, do you eat more vegetables and fruits? Well, I've always heard that, I guess I should say, but it's never sit down with a conversation to say, Monty, you know, how are you eating? You know, are you eating good, healthy foods, or that sort, or what are you eating? So that way he could determine, I guess, pretty well much, he should know, but I know he doesn't get a lot of teaching in nutritions and all that sort of stuff as he's in school, but I've never had one sit down and really go over with me the kind of foods that I eat. And I think that's something that we need to think about. You know, the medications that we end up writing a prescription usually, and unfortunately a lot of times doctor goes on to say that these medications can make you sicker as well as give you new problems. In addition, medications can further drain essential nutrients from your body and worsen your body's metabolism, and I totally believe that. I think any time we put anything chemical into our body, whether it's through food or whether it's through medication, our body was not designed to have foreign things inside of it, and that's why we listen to our body. We can certainly tell when it talks to us. He says, though, diet, however, is a foundation on which you will build your house of health. This foundation must be rock solid. And to continue the metaphor, he says the winds. Oh, he talks about how a metaphor that the winds. He says the winds and rains will come, and your house will fall, and to continue that metaphor, the winds and rains of modern life and stress, infections, environment, toxins, and aging will destroy your house also. Does anybody have any questions at this particular time or comments that you'd like to make? I know I'm going on. He goes on to talk about stress and environment, and how Ruth talked about that yesterday, that how things basically pretty well build up in our bodies, and that it's very important. We also know that chronic stress, environmental toxins, infections, chronic disease, and aging itself cause a significant depletion of a number of essential nutrients. In many cases, special supplements can replace those nutrients and restore that health. And, you know, I again got to go back and thank Nikan for not only putting us onto the path of magnetics and good health and good air and whatever, but understanding that as our bodies basically scream out when it's not feeling good or it has the toxins, for to put something in me, whether that be food and supplements. And I really believe that food along with supplements work better in conjunction with one another. And I just believe that because in our particular Nikan products that we have, they're all natural type things. And I think that's very important to understand that the way that our supplements are made and the way they benefit our particular bodies. And we have specific ones that are set out for specific problems. And, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy is I believe we all need to have a multivitamin. And, you know, when the Nikan made that effort to separate, and don't take this wrong, nobody, but understanding that our bodies as between men and women are basically different. They're structured different, everything else. That they just didn't give us one multivitamin. I know a lot of companies do that. But when Nikan had the foresight to understand our bodies and what our bodies need and to give us a men's vitamin and a woman's vitamin separately, that gives verification, it gives validation that, again, this company's really, when it talks about wanting to move the idea of good health through America into every person they possibly can, that when they just take a supplement like that, and just make that dividing idea that women need different things than men do because we are different, but we all, whether we men or women, are striving for the same thing, and that's good health. And I believe that the multivitamin that Nikan gives us is absolutely amazing, and to me that was always my starting foundation. And I know me, like a lot of other people, take a lot of other things too, based on what we particularly feel that we need. And I'm just really excited about our Nikan type like products. You know, and he goes on to talk about how some hardline food addicts have asked me if they would benefit from just taking supplements and not changing their diets. And he goes on to say, yes, they will benefit, but not as nearly much as if they change their diet. It's like having an overflowing sink in your kitchen and calling for more mops rather than just shutting off the water. Remember, bad nutrients can crowd out good nutrients. And that makes total sense to me when I read that. You know, it's just like when we eat good food or bad food. We're just crowding out the good we're putting into our bodies. So we've got to always be aware and try to stay on top of what it is that we're doing, what we're eating, what we're putting into our body. If we really want to live longer, if we really want to have less joint pains and less chronic diseases affect our body, are we all going to come down with some chronic disease? Well, I believe we still have chronic diseases in our body almost the day we're born. I think cancer to me is one of them, that it just takes something to trigger that cancer gene in our bodies to react and do the things it needs to do to start to become a very bad situation. And that's just my personal belief. I'm not a doctor and I don't have any medical experience or anything else, but I just believe that we trigger a lot of the things that happen to us in our bodies by the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, everything that Nikan gives us to counteract all those bad things that happen to our body. We have a company, and we are proud, and I am proud to be associated, and I know all of you are, with a company such as that. He goes on to say that the combination of overeating, especially sugars and processed carbohydrates, and a sedentary lifestyle is a prescription for poor health. Overeating also taxes the GI tract, and I didn't know this, but it says the more you eat, the harder the GI tract has to work to digest and absorb foods and detoxify food contaminants and additives. It needs some rest. I got to thinking about that. You know, we go out and exercise, and you know, it's almost sometimes the first thing we want to do when we poop ourselves out, or whatever we're doing in regards to exercise, or whether it be gardening or whatever it is we're doing, and we just kind of want to sit down and kind of relax and take it easy. Well, when he mentioned that about the GI tract, I thought, you know, I can remember when in my bad days I used to eat, and that's not too long ago, that I used to eat till I was not only full, but I was overly full. And I actually just felt terrible, you know, and I know that was probably the idea of a food addict or whatever you want to say, but I just had to eat till I was overly stuffed, not realizing just this little nugget that I took out of this one newsletter, this one idea that how our GI tract needs to eat, which means, now I'm not saying starve yourselves, I'm not saying that, but just, you know, if we just eat or have a snack to where we're comfortably full, or we all of a sudden it hits us, you know, I just really don't need another spoonful of that, that maybe we need to just kind of back off and let that GI tract just kind of do what it's designed to do, and then give it some rest. You know, it's kind of like the heart. You know, the heart, look how many times the heart beats on a daily basis, or a minute, or a month, or a year, or our lifetimes. You know, well, we can't give our heart a chance to rest, but we can put things in our body to allow our heart to slow down so that it doesn't have to beat as fast, so that it basically sits there and possibly could last longer than what it does. So I guess that's kind of where I'd like to end the day today. In regards to, there is some more information, but I know we're getting on late here, and I just want to say this, I guess, that no wonder people are suffering from a growing number of chronic diseases. Our children start life eating dangerous junk and continues to do so throughout their lives. And we know that many foods and the lack of essential nutrients can cause harmful genes to be activated, and I talked about that earlier, which leads to an increased risk of serious disease later in life. For example, girls who are deficient in omega-3 fatty acids when they are babies are at a higher risk of breast cancer later in life. The risk is even higher if they have close relatives with breast cancer. And he goes on to say that an interesting thing we have learned recently is that it may take a long period of supplementation to set positive effects for many, to see positive effects for many diseases, especially for preventing cancer diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And I do want to end this up as he talks about some other things that I'll get maybe into the later call, but I guess I'd just like to end this particular call with a comment he has at the last of his newsletter, and it says, in many instances, he's talking about pharmaceuticals, and how we nowadays on TV, every time we watch TV somewhere in that half-hour time frame, in most cases we're going to see an advertisement for pharmaceuticals. And he goes on to say that in many instances, these companies or individuals are not looking out for your best interest. So the burden falls, and I want to stress this, so the burden falls upon you, the consumer, to find out all you can in a search for good health. And ladies and gentlemen, when you're on this call, whether you're on the WebEx or you're just listening, that's what you're here for. So you're on a daily basis, you're trying to learn more than you possibly can, you're taking an active role in your life, and like Ruth says up on the chart that's on the WebEx right now, together we can change the world one home at a time. So that's all I've got to say. I know, Ruth, you had something you'd like to make a comment on this morning?
I do, Monty. Thank you for this excellent presentation. If this doesn't motivate everybody on the call, I'm not sure what will. There's just so much to learn. And what we learn helps us to make these choices. And so I believe together we can change the world one home at a time. And this morning I'd like to talk to you just a couple of minutes. I'm putting a different slide here. Told Monty I wanted to talk about it, something that I don't know why I haven't been presenting before. I think I'm supposed to be in network marketing here, and it is our goal to make a difference in the lives of all the people that we can touch and help them to be able to do this as well. So if there are some of us on here that have quite extensive organizations, and all of us on here have a circle of people that we are influenced to. And all of us and all of those people that we know would like, a lot of them would like to use these products. out of the people that we know. A lot of them would like to use the products, but they think they can't afford them. But everybody needs this information. And if we give the people the information, we connect them with NECAN, as on a slide, I hope you can see it by now, that is on our screen, which shows that we get started using the products, and then we share them with a circle of our friends. But we're not just sharing these products. We're sharing a way of life. We're sharing an opportunity to reverse aging, so to speak. To make it will reverse aging. The magnetic products are talk about that strengthens your bones just with that. Yeah, yesterday and last night I talked about when I had a cramp in my leg and I rubbed it and did all these different things and I just put that magnet under it and just melted that cramp right away. But I don't know how, it probably wouldn't have worked that fast if I hadn't also had that water right beside my bed and had another drink of water, because that makes that work better as well. And I'm telling you these things because all of our products work together. But so many people feel that they can't afford to be able to have them. But if they would share the information, and we have these slides, and so everybody could share with a small circle of people and we could have our circle of influence begin to make a difference as we share with other people. And they have a small group. We don't have a very large group of people listening to this call because it's not always convenient for everybody at 7 a.m. in the morning. But, you know, 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. With 10 or 12 people on a call, that's a really nice number because we can have our people discuss. Everybody can give input. We invite that. And if everybody that you know had a little group of 10 or 12 people, or even 3 or 4, they would be able to listen to the calls. They would be able to use the slides if they wanted to and discuss these things amongst themselves and encourage them to use more of the NECAN products and to invite other people to do that. Eventually, you would continue, as you did that, and talk to other people to do the same thing, your amount of NECAN being utilized in the people that you've taught to do that would be continue to grow as it continues to reproduce. That's what we're about. And I think we're not really doing a very good job of that, and I haven't done a very good job in leading with it. But it is a way that we can make a huge difference. We can fill up that social pillar in the five pillars of our life so that we are helping people and at the same time we can affect the financial pillar, not to mention the pillar of the healthy body. And so I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to take action on that, and if needed we can help people, and each one of us can help the different person along that wants to do that. We need a little group running in Texas and in Arizona and in Virginia and all across the country. Just imagine that you have people and they keep spreading out. Pretty soon you'll have downline in every state and you'll have made a huge difference. So that's what I have to say about that.
Very good words and very good thought, Ruth. I totally understand what you're saying and totally believe in it. You know, we can all go out in our own particular ways. And, you know, Karen kind of talked about it the other day, too, when she talked about, you know, teaching a class in her church and about health and whatever. Well, you know, we all have social groups somewhere. And one thing I do find in most cases that they would like to have better health than what they got or keep what they've got, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any comments you'd like to make? You know, I think sometimes I wonder if I should host this call because on Fridays, because it seems like everybody just goes away.
I hope they're not all on.
I know they're there. I'm just saying. You know.
Somebody's saying something, Monty.
Because you're so good at reviewing the things and bringing, you're very, very good at presenting, and it's great to listen to. Monty, I have to tell you not to discourage anyone else from their presentations because I love them all, but I love to listen to you rehearse what we went through in the past week.
Because what it does for me is that it jogs me back to remembering. And I just appreciate that you came up with this concept and that you are so thorough about going back through and revisiting all of these concepts. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I didn't make that comment to be like my back patted or whatever. I just, you know, it's always nice when other people speak up, because I know that each and every one of you out there have nuggets that you sometimes hold back in because you don't feel like you want to speak up. But, you know, and I'm going to say something, and don't want anybody to be offended by this, please, but I learned something a long time ago when I was in network marketing back in the 1970s with a corporation called Amway. And I heard a speaker one time, and I heard him make a comment that, you know, no matter what we think of another individual, that we in ourselves have our own independent nuggets. And how we feel about certain things are not only important to ourselves, but they're important to get that word out. And that's just like I believe about getting the word out, and Ruth talks about it, you know, in just her little presentation here at the end, of just talking and getting it out. But the other thing that individual said was something I thought was real important. It was, no matter what you think of an individual, whether you like or dislike that person, is that somewhere, somehow, we can always learn from that individual. And that's one thing I always want to stress, or try to stress on my Friday's call, is that each and every, you know, you out there, no matter who you are, whether you're on the phone line or whether you're on the WebEx or whatever, but each and every one of you have a nugget. And please, please, don't be afraid to speak up. If there's something that I don't catch on my review and something, or you're a host and you, if there's something that you thought need to be said, speak up, because your verbiage is very, very important. Not only
Monty.
To me, but I'm sure to everybody else on this call.
Monty?
Yes?
Kathleen Anderson. I had to speak up because I was looking over the slide yesterday, and I was reminded about almonds. And so I have to share this with you because I hadn't been doing almonds. So I had a few last night before I went to bed. And within 2 hours, I was wakened with a gallbladder attack. And so that goes back to what I shared on Wednesday, is everybody needs to know what is good for them and to find out what's good for them, because every person is different. And so apparently almonds don't agree with me and my body. Gallbladder's been an issue for a long time, and occasionally I'll have attacks. Usually it takes up to an hour to resolve. But I put that power chip on, and within 5 minutes, it was gone.
Wow.
I just wanted to share that little nugget, because actually this is the second time that's happened in the last few months, and it's amazing. The first time I thought, well, maybe it was just going to resolve itself, but I know better than that. So I wanted to share that information. So I'm not going to be doing almonds, number one. For me, it's not a good thing. And it just reaffirms the power in that power chip for
yep.
many things.
Thank you for speaking up. I really appreciate that. See, there's a nugget that possibly we might not have got today. But, Kathleen, thanks again for bringing that up, and I really appreciate that. And I'm sure that gave us somebody out there, and I know myself, always remember that, to where if I ever have a consumer that possibly has that problem, I would probably know where I would go immediately to get that person as much relief as I possibly could. Anybody else have anything to say? Ruth, you got anything? Mary Lou, Karen, Nancy,
yes,
Margaret, anybody? We're going to wrap this one up, if not.
No, I've got something to tell you. The reason why all of us are on this call is essentially we have had some kind of a product experience. And it got us so excited and made us realize that there was a way to have good health. And what Kathleen just now shared, it's reverberated through all of us in some way, that we have had something happen that let us have hope that there was a better way to take care of our bodies than what the medical world holds out. Anyway, thanks again.
thanks again. I'm going to wrap this one up. Go out there and have yourself a great weekend. Remember, put the things you put in your mouth. They're so important, not to your health today or when you do it, but on down the road. And we'll be back here again with Ruth on Monday. And that's all I've got to say. Have a great, great Saturday and Sunday. Keep living strong.
Thanks, Monty. Thanks, Monty.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.
Have anybody in Phoenix? We're having a bronze training here this weekend, and Larry Prophet. So,
well, great.